A common tool of the deep state is to weaponize art and film and music and literature and entertainment and culture and everything else to push an anti-American, anti-freedom, and ultimately an anti-God agenda. Chairman Mao, leader of the Chinese Communist Party, said there is, in fact, no such thing as art for art's sake. Literature and art are subordinate to politics. Well, a lot of it now is literally satanic, and it's getting more and more common. Stay tuned and I'll tell you more. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Behind the Deep State. I am your host, Alex Newman. Now, if you paid any attention to the World Economic Forum at their last meeting in Davos last month, the World Economic Forum, that's Klaus Schwab's thing, you might have noticed a very, very bizarre satanic tapestry. I mean, it's got like an actual devil there with some sort of weird tongue on it. It's got some sort of woman having an abortion. I mean, just so much weirdness. And they actually took a picture. You've got former Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Theresa May, standing in front of this tapestry. Truly incredible. And it's really becoming so much more common. It's actually just about everywhere at this point. And I'm going to share with you some clips today of how this is just, I mean, ubiquitous. Now, I first had this realization. I actually watched a documentary by a pastor called Joe Schimmel called They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. And for me, that was actually a turning point in my life because I realized that so much of the music that I had been listening to growing up was literally filled with satanic music, satanic lyrics, just total garbage. And of course, we're seeing this now all over, right? Yeah, you probably saw the Super Bowl. Most Americans did. What you may not have seen, because it happened pretty quickly, was Taylor Swift's friend. It was practically a Taylor Swift concert. Her friend Ice Spice, he's a quote-unquote musician, actually wore an upside-down cross and made devil horn signs at the Super Bowl. Yeah, so some upside-down cross, which, by the way, is a well-known satanic symbol. Some devil horns, another well-known satanic symbol. Now, actually, it was in LifeSite News just recently, a great pro-life website. This Irish former pop star says he used to be very interested in satanic stuff, and he actually says Taylor Swift is doing satanic rituals during her shows. The musician Shane Lynch was a member of the popular boy band Boyzone, now is a born-again Christian, and told the Irish newspaper Sunday World that these satanic displays are really becoming common among musicians, including Taylor Swift. He says, I think when you're looking at a lot of the artists out there, a lot of their stage shows are satanic rituals live in front of 20,000 people without them realizing it or recognizing it. You'll see a lot of hoods up and masks on and fire ceremonies. And folks, this is now coming just blatantly, right? You've got Taylor Swift doing all kinds of witchcraft rituals and satanic stuff on stage. I want you to listen and check this video out. This is Taylor Swift, a music video for a song called Karma. It actually featured this Ice Spice girl. And it shows Taylor Swift in what appears to be hell wearing what appears to be a devil mask. And folks, this song was number 2 on the Billboard Top 100 last summer. And it's just blatantly in your face. You're terrified to look down. Cause if you dare, you see the glare of everyone you burn just to get there. It's coming back. Yeah, nice devil mask there, Taylor Swift. Why the devil mask, right? Why this kind of imagery? Now, I'm not saying Taylor Swift is a Satanist. I'm not saying she knows about these things, but somebody, whether it's her handlers or her producers, is deliberately putting this into her music, into her videos. And of course, this is not a new phenomenon in the industry. You've probably heard of Bob Dylan, so-called musician, basically zero talent, no musical ability as far as I'm concerned. He actually admitted in a TV interview that he made a bargain long ago to hold up his end to get where he is now. And he was asked, who'd you make the bargain with? He says, the chief commander of this earth and a world that you can't see. I want you to listen to this very, very bizarre clip.
You're still out here doing these songs, you know, you're still on tour.
I do, but I don't take it for granted.
Why do you still do it? Why are you still out here?
Well, it goes back to the destiny thing. I mean, I made a bargain with it, you know, a long time ago, and I'm holding up my end.
What was your bargain?
To get where I am now.
Should I ask who you made the bargain with?
with the chief commander.
On this earth?
And in this earth and then in the world we can't see.
Yeah. So, folks, this is a lot more common than you realize. Now, if you consult your Bible, first of all, it says, what will it profit you to gain the whole world and yet lose your soul, right? Bob Dylan, pick up the red phone, please. So, you know, no matter what kind of riches and fame or whatever you think you can get by making these kinds of crazy deals with the chief commander, it's a bad deal for you. And I can't emphasize that strongly enough. Now, when he talks about the chief commander, you know, the Bible, interestingly, has a lot of different terms that it uses to refer to Satan. One of them is the god of this world, the prince of the power of the air. In 1 John, we actually read that the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. So this is not something that's new, but it is becoming much, much more blatant. I'll show you some other, I'll let you hear some other musicians talking about this stuff in a moment. But first, let's go to Sam Smith, literally dressed up as Satan, performing a satanic ritual at the Grammys last year. It is truly a spectacle to behold. The imagery was just amazing. Fire and devil horns and red leotards and women in short miniskirts and cages with chains. I mean, they're not even trying to cover this stuff up anymore. It actually reminds me of what Alice Bailey talked about, the founder of the Lucifer Publishing Company, and this externalization of the hierarchy, that eventually the whole world is going to have to be inducted into these secret rituals, the mysteries that for so long have been behind closed doors. It's like they're coming out of the closet. And frankly, if you have children, this stuff ought to concern you greatly. Now, Sam Smith actually posted a picture of himself wearing his devil horns and his devil suit onto Twitter before going out on stage. And then CBS, he tweeted out and said, this is going to be special. And then CBS responded to his tweet and says, you can say that again. We are ready to worship. You're going to worship? What exactly are you going to worship? Right? Inquiring minds would like to know, what are you going to worship when you have a guy in a devil suit dancing around with women in cages and chains and fire? I mean, really, folks? And of course, this was all sponsored by Pfizer. Okay. Yeah, the satanic ritual was sponsored by Pfizer. I wish I was making it up. Check this out. Sponsored by Pfizer. Wow. Satanic ritual at the Grammys is sponsored by Pfizer. Is anybody really all that surprised? Well, if you know anything about what has been going on with Pfizer, what's been going on with this whole thing, you're probably not surprised. When we get back on the other side of the break, there's so many of these. I mean, we just had to pick and choose, but we've got Nicki Minaj talking about this Roman who lives inside of her and can't leave. We'll show you that on the other side of the break. We've got Snoop Dogg. We've got Lady Gaga swearing to Lucifer. We've got Katy Perry admitting she sold her soul to the devil. Folks, it's just really out of control. I mean, they are just rubbing it in your face right now. And I think a lot of people mistake this as just, oh, it's just mindless entertainment. There's nothing entertaining about Satan. There's nothing entertaining about hell. There's nothing entertaining about this degrading of culture. And remember, this is being presented to little children. So stay with us. We're going to be right back on the other side of this break with more from Behind the Deep State. We're looking at the real deep state, including their commander in chief. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Remember when the only uncertainty in news was the weather forecast? Now, our world is clouded by half-truths, misdirection, and gaslighting. The deluge of lies from leftist activists posing as journalists is unrelenting. At The New American, we hold fast to the timeless truths of our founders. Sanctuary in the storm. Visit thenewamerican.com today and get 25% off your subscription.
Welcome back to Behind the Deep State. I'm your host, Alex Newman. Thank you so much for tuning in, whether you're hearing us on the radio or whether you are watching this on the internet. We sure appreciate you tuning in. We hope you'll become a subscriber of the New American Magazine. It is the best publication exposing not just the wickedness that's pervading our entertainment system. In fact, just a couple of weeks ago, we did an episode on how the Central Intelligence Agency has been manipulating not just the culture, but even the media, the fake media. So we've been at the forefront of covering these issues. Get to thenewamerican.com, sign up for the print magazine. The fascist, woke, big tech companies can't censor it. Plus, you can also sign up for the free daily headlines that will come to your email. Before we went to break, we were talking about some of the just overt Satanism that we're seeing now at the Super Bowl halftime, the Grammys. I mean, we've got famous quote unquote musicians like Bob Dylan admitting that on camera that he sold his soul to the chief commander, the head of this world that you can't see. That was how he got famous, is what he said in his interview. He traded it all in. There are many others. But let's go to Nicki Minaj. She's one of the best-selling music artists. She's got 100 million records sold worldwide. Billboard actually ranked her as the top-selling female, quote-unquote, rapper of the 2010s, one of the allegedly greatest rappers of all time. She says there's someone living inside of her called Roman, lives in her, and can't leave her and won't leave her. Listen to this madness.
Roman is a crazy boy who lives in me, and he says the things that I don't want to say. He was born, just a few months ago. I think he was born out of rage. He was conceived in rage, so he bashes everyone. He threatens to beat people, and he's violent.
That must be nice to have, like, an ignorant loudmouth who you can just sort of blame every...
He wants to be blamed. I don't want to blame him. I ask him to leave, but he can't. He's here for a reason. People have brought him out. People conjured him up. Now he won't leave.
So there you have Nicki Minaj. And there are so many famous musicians and actors and actresses who talk like this. They claim to have some entity living inside of them. They claim to be channeling some spirit, very much like Alice Bailey, the founder of Lucifer Publishing Company, who said that she was communicating with these ascended masters, these spiritual entities, clearly demons, if you read your Bible, that were giving her a secret insight into the coming new age. Next up, we've got Snoop Dogg, one of the most famous rappers in America. He made a short film back in the 90s with an accompanying song called Murder Was the Case. It starred Snoop Dogg. 18 minutes. It was directed by Dr. Dre and Fab Five Freddy, and it chronicles the fictional death of Snoop Dogg and his resurrection after making a deal with the devil. Check this out.
Hold up. Her voice spoke to me and it slowly started saying,
bring your lifestyle to me, you make it better.
And how long will I live?
Eternal life and forever.
Oh, will I be the G that I was?
I make your life better than you can imagine or even dreamed of. So relax yourself, let me take control. Close your eyes, my soul.
My eyes are closed.
That same video also showed a book with an upside down cross on it, which, as we've already discussed, is a very well known satanic symbol. Lady Gaga, another one of these fake musicians, these fake pop culture stars. She actually went on a popular TV show. I don't remember what the name of this TV show is. I don't recognize any of these people because I don't watch TV. But she just casually says, I swear to Lucifer.
Do you record while the bus is moving, or does it have to come to a stop before?
Yeah, well, sometimes they don't want to, and they're, Gaga, we can't get, the frequency's weird, and, it's sounding a little bit strange, and I'm like, if you don't get this right now, I swear to Lucifer, I'm gonna, I get a little bit mad.
I swear to Lucifer. Swear to Lucifer? Why would you swear to Lucifer? The fallen angel who rebelled against God, who through ridiculous levels of pride ended up being cast out. I mean, that is just a really bad idea. And yet, folks, this is normal for these Hollywood celebrities. Here's Katy Perry admitting on camera that she sold her soul to the devil.
When I was 15, because I grew up in a household where all I ever did was listen to gospel music, and my parents are both traveling ministers, and so I kind of sang about, what was going on in my life at 15, and that's how I got introduced to the music industry. I swear I wanted to be like the Amy Grant of music,
yeah.
But it didn't work out, and so I sold my soul to the devil.
Sold my soul to the devil. Again, folks, what does the Bible say? What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? And for those out there tempted to think that this is just some kind of funny joke or something, this is not a joke at all, right? This is actually very, very real. And you know, some of the Holly weirdos, some of the musicians may not realize how real this is, but I can tell you it is very real. And the deep state loves this stuff, right? They love promoting this garbage into the popular consciousness. They love tricking people into thinking that evil is good and good is evil. I don't know if you guys saw, and again, I don't watch TV, but there's this new TV show came out. I think it ended maybe a couple of years ago. It's called Lucifer, right? And it glorifies this guy, Lucifer, as if he was some, you know, handsome, a great guy, something you want to be like. Truly, truly incredible. And again, folks, this stuff is not a joke. The famous actor Christopher Lee, he was in Star Wars and Lord of the Rings. He actually warned against Satanism and black magic, saying you will lose your mind and your soul. And he is absolutely correct. Listen to this.
And I have met people who claimed to be Satanists, who claimed to be involved with black magic, who claimed that they not only knew a lot about it, but as I said, I've certainly never been involved, and I warn all of you, never, never, never. You will not only lose your mind, you lose your soul.
There you go, folks. Don't do it. You'll lose your mind and your soul. And this is just the tip of the iceberg, folks. I mean, it is so common now to have this stuff. I mean, the Beatles, right? They were big fans of Aleister Crowley, who described himself as the wickedest man in the world, the Beast 666. It's not just the Marilyn Mansons. It's not just the, you know, the Ozzy Osbournes who sang about Mr. Crowley. Right? This is just absolutely ubiquitous. Stop watching the garbage fake entertainment that the deep state and its friends are putting out for you. There's almost nothing redeeming about this trash. And that's not to say that, you know, art that isn't produced to honor God can't have some appealing qualities, right? Some of these people that I shared with you, I mean, you know, if we're honest, Taylor Swift is a decent singer. I mean, her music, her lyrics are garbage, but, you know, she's got a nice voice and presumably she knows something about music. But folks, this is deadly serious. You got to protect your children from this wickedness. You got to protect your family from this wickedness, and start looking for entertainment, whether that be music or TV, if you need to watch TV, that honors God, that stands for what is true and what is right, right? The Bible tells us to think on what is true, what is beautiful, not on this wicked, perverted filth. And again, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul? You remember, Satan offered Jesus all the kingdoms of this world if you just bow down and worship just a little bit. And Jesus quoted the Bible and said, "It is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." So let that be a reminder to us, folks. I want to thank you for tuning in. I'm Alex Newman from the New American Magazine. This is Behind the Deep State. Until next time, thanks for listening and watching. God bless you all.
I certainly would not want a constitutional convention. I mean, whoa. Who knows what would come out of that?
Just imagine if we have a constitutional convention, the number of people who will be unhappy and the number of people who say the results are not valid, and then they'll just ignore the entire Constitution.
What we need are just more people that would read the one we have.
It isn't the Constitution that's the problem. It is the people who ignore the Constitution that usurp power and abuse the constitutional power that they ostensibly have.
If you can't enforce an existing piece of paper, how are you going to enforce a piece of paper that has a little more writing to it? In other words, it's been amended.
It's up to us to hold our elected officials accountable.
What can you do to elect good representatives and senators in your state legislature who understand the Constitution and are willing to take a stand?